You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour. Tonight it's Saturday, May 25th, the political cesspool. James Edwards, Keith Alexander, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who actually has just now slid into the seat vacated moments ago by Keith Alexander. And here we are. Well, the show started out with Kylie Basuti, former Victoria's Secret supermodel, and now it's ending with Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie's actually just laying eyes on Kylie for the first time. Right here, she is adorning the studio this evening because, after all, she's our featured guest, or was, I should say. Anyway, Eddie sashayed into the studio this evening with a coffee mug from his home church, Macon Road Baptist Church, and we alluded to this just before the commercial break. Eddie, even though he still drinks from the mug of Macon Road Baptist, he's not necessarily drinking their Kool-Aid. Eddie volunteered to teach a class on the Constitution that was provided by Michael Perutka, who was the former presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. I believe it was in 2004. He was their standard bearer. He's a great man, been a guest on this show many times, a great Christian, a great patriot. And Eddie presented to Macon Road Baptist Church, the leadership of the church, the curriculum from Michael Perutka's constitutional primer, and they said that Eddie could not teach Michael Perutka's constitution course because it was extremist and radical. So, Eddie, you can take it from there and give us the detail on what's going on in your church, and then we'll get back to matters at hand.
Well, James, to be perfectly fair, I haven't showed them the whole entire curriculum, but I told the pastor there, leadership, that I would like to present the curriculum. And also, you left out Pastor David Whitney, James. We've had him on this program in years past. Right. He is an employee of Perutka & Perutka Law Firm out of Pasadena, Maryland, a Christian law firm, and they're very proud to be a Christian. They come on Radio Liberty all the time. And Pastor Whitney is pretty much he's the kind of go-to guy. He presents the Constitution with Perutka, Michael Perutka in the wings to help him. Well, see, some years ago, James, I ordered the kit. They have a great kit. It's been recently updated. I paid good money for this kit. I've been wanting to present this this constitutional course to my church for a long time now, and it's all coming to a head because, I don't want to leave the church, but I'm going to put really a lot of pressure on the administration there. And I want to give this church. And it's not going to be, I don't want to do it on Wednesday night or Sunday night, any of the normal church days. I want to do it either on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Tuesday and Thursday night, or any other night. And listen, get this. I even got the 2013 salutatorian, the sweetest little girl you've ever seen, hardcore Christian, and she was anxious to help me do this course. Who could you get? She has a 3.93 GPA. I'm not going to give her a name because she probably wouldn't want me to over the radio. And I asked her also to go pick out another sharp student from Macon Road. I've told them pretty much I would present the course to them, kind of school them a little bit, bring them up to speed, and I would let them just present the course. I could be kind of like the little supervisor, although they're, smart as a whip. Well, I've talked to the pastor there on several occasions. I've sent him an email about 10 days ago. I just sent him another email 2 days ago and asked him, did he see the first one? He's yet to respond to me. So the main reason I'm going to church tomorrow is to ask him, is he going to let me do this? And once again, I don't want to do it on church time. All I need is a room in the high school 2 nights a week to give the course. That's all I want. That's all I want.
And again, Eddie, what we're talking about here, and this is very much par for the course for the mainstream Christian church today. And you and I are both Southern Baptists, which is supposed to be the more conservative of the mainline Protestant denominations. And so they're saying to you that a course on the Constitution of the United States of America, I mean, you're not even getting into the fact that, hey, everybody should be proud of their cultural heritage, including whites. You're not even getting into something as elementary as that. You're just getting into a course presented by Perutka Law Firm, great Christian leaders. They've got a great reputation. Yeah, it's about as... It's about as legitimate as you can ever possibly get. And they're saying that in and of itself is too radical. Too radical to teach a course in the Constitution. They're too scared, as a Southern Baptist church, to even have you mention the rule of law of the United States. They think that is going a bridge too far. I mean, what is going on there, Eddie? And this is not just Making Road where Eddie goes. Believe me, folks, it's all the churches.
It is all the churches, James, and here's what I think is going on. God forbid, I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong. But I know this for a fact. For one reason or another, the pastor and the associate pastor there are scared to death of me bringing things up like this. I know they're petrified that I'm going to start talking about the IRS probably too, which, you know, everybody knows. Any constitutionalist knows that the IRS is not only an illegal organization. It was never ratified. The amendment that got IRS in and the Federal Reserve in was never ratified. It's totally unconstitutional. It's a total criminal outfit. They're under investigation now. But you mark my words: in 6 weeks, you'll never hear another word about it. But here's what they're afraid of, James. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna start from the good part first. That they're afraid of bringing the wrath of Gog down on them. The Zionist occupational government in the federal government of the United States. They're afraid of incurring the wrath of these people and losing their 501c3 tax exempt status. I think that's what it is. And they're afraid of being called radical, racist, homophobe, radical right-wing constitutionalists. I think that's what it is. Now, my biggest fear, I probably shouldn't even be saying this on the radio till I have the facts, and I probably never will get the facts. I'm just hoping and praying that Homeland Security, the pastor response team, is not paid my pastor a visit, because they have, and because he seems shook up. I'm sure I'll be on some kind of report list, because they're looking for people like that. And what we're talking about right now, I'm gonna hand this back to Jane, but what we're talking about is going to mesh, it's going to merge perfectly with the theme of my show tonight, or our show, of people do of solutions and remedies to an out of control state.
Out of control is the key word there, Eddie. And the Obama administration is absolutely out of control. Above and beyond, I'll tell you what, it gets so progressively worse in this country that you long and romanticize about the Clinton administration, because back then the Clinton was so conservative compared to Obama. I mean, don't ask, don't tell is a hell of a lot better than, forcing sodomy down the throats of every, Boy Scout troop and military unit. And it's gotten so bad, Nixon was impeached for Watergate, which was nothing. I mean, he lied about maybe knowing that those guys were in there snooping around. What is that compared to this IRS scandal where the Obama administration has known that the IRS was going after conservative groups? Or what is that compared to Benghazi? Or what is that, you're worried about being on a list, Eddie. I mean, God knows you're on the list, man. We're all on it. They're wiretapping James Rosen of Fox News. The Obama administration is illegally tapping the wires of Fox News contributors, and they're controlled opposition. You don't think you're on the list? I guarantee it. Hey, we'll be back, folks, to talk more about it right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, and we mentioned this last week also, but going into the break, we were referencing it again. Listen, it doesn't matter what your political ideology is. You cannot deny the fact that the Obama administration is completely out of control. It was interesting that in light of all of the overlapping scandals that he currently finds himself embroiled in, it was pretty much still split down the middle in terms of people who thought that it was a problem and people who thought that it wasn't. Basically, Republicans thought it was a problem and Democrats, they don't care. Fast and furious, Obama administration facilitates the arming of Mexican drug cartels, and we know what happened after that. Benghazi, U.S. embassy attacked by a militia that the U.S. government was most likely funding. The White House ordered a stand down that resulted in the ambassador and 3 others murder. The White House and State Department then lied about the events for months. The IRS vendetta. Everybody knows what's going on there. The IRS agents. IRS is a terrorist organization. You know, people say, you know, they like to use terrorism as a quip. You know, anybody that they disagree with is a terrorist. It's almost like being a racist now. If you disagree with them, you're a racist. Now it's almost being extended to the definition of the modern day terrorist. And there are certainly terrorists. But what is the IRS if not a terrorist organization? In many ways, I am all for rendering unto Caesar. If it's not a law that circumvents God's laws, you should respect and abide by it. We all pay our taxes here. I think I try to pay above and beyond just to avoid any disturbance and to avoid awakening the IRS slumbering giant. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about here in light of the fact that they've been given free rein to harass and persecute the conservative opposition to Obama. Folks, that poses more of a threat than any Arab ever has, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. And then the AP spying thing, I mean, that just takes the cake. Fast and Curious, Benghazi, IRS vendetta. But the AP spying thing where the Obama administration ordered wiretaps on people like James Rosen of Fox News, I mean, how much of a threat is this guy? I mean, you know Fox News isn't exactly hardcore opposition to the Obama agenda. I mean, they'll feign opposition in order to suck in conservatives to buy into the fact that they are opposing him in some way. But James Rosen, I mean, they're tapping this guy's phone. They didn't just tap James Rosen's phone, Eddie. They tapped the phone lines of his parents. I mean, this is a guy that's just a mainstream establishment hack, and they're tapping his phone. So, yeah, I would guarantee you that we're all being monitored, but it doesn't bother me because I've never done anything illegal. I've never advocated for anything illegal. They can tap my phones. They can monitor my transactions. They can subpoena and audit my tax records. I always abide by the law, every letter of it. But all these things, listen, all these things, any one of them is worthy of impeachment. If Nixon can get impeached over Watergate, any one of these scandals should be worthy of at least an impeachment proceeding, whether or not he resigns or not. But the fact that all four of these are happening at once and they're overlapping, Eddie, as you said, this administration is completely out of control, and the American public doesn't care one iota. They couldn't care less, you know, because the biggest story is how much weight Kim Kardashian's brother lost last week, the sentencing of Jodi Arias. I mean, as horrible of a situation as that was, the fact that some girl murdered her boyfriend isn't exactly national news above and beyond any of these circumstances. And you would think that the one remnant that would be standing up to oppose injustices such as this would be a conservative Christian church, but you can't even count on them.
James, you said so much. I needed more time. But listen, you've hit – I'm glad you said something. James, you said something I got to 1,000% disagree. Listen, you said you don't care if these people tap your phone lines, audit your records. I do. James, people have fought and died in this nation since the beginning of time. Listen, I would draft the Vietnam War, put my life on the line for the Constitution of the United States, for the rights. You do not want these scumbags listening to you. And James, let me tell you what, son, they can set your tail up anytime they get ready. You let them come in here and go through your records, go through your house. They have 500,000 ways to set you up and turn you into a criminal. Look at the people you've pointed out. They're wiretapping everyone. They're listen right now. The government just built a huge new facility, I think, out in Utah, out in Sam's neck of the woods. And they monitor every phone call, every text message, every radio broadcast. If it's electronic transmission, they monitor it. These people have started a computer file. They have a file on every soul in the United States. It's the way it's explained to me. They don't look at all of them until you get on their radar screen. Then they go back and look at this stuff. Let me tell you this. Now, James, let's get into something right here quite quick. Like, we're always talking about the problems.
Well, before you get into that, I got to say one thing.
Make it quick.
2 seconds. 2 seconds, Eddie. It'll be real quick. When I said I don't mind if they audit me, look into my records, tap my phone, it's because I've never done anything illegal. I have nothing to hide. Now, you know that. But it doesn't matter in terms of the illegality and unconstitutional premise of it all. I mean, they are breaking the laws to do that, but if they're trying to do it in order to get something on me or you or anybody associated with the show, then we certainly have nothing to hide. That's why I said that. But as far as it goes, yeah, I would rather them not, because they don't have the authority to do it, and we should stand up and fight them on that front. But, I mean, if they want to waste their time monitoring me, that's fine, because, you know, I know I'm squeaky clean. But on the other hand, as you mentioned, it doesn't matter, and I'll turn it back to you on that.
It doesn't matter. James Traficant was squeaky clean. The congressman out in Idaho was squeaky clean. They have put innumerable squeaky clean people in prison. They set them up. And just like James Traficant, they used the IRS. Listen, presidents going all the way back to FDR. As soon as the ink wouldn't dry on the amendment to get the Federal Reserve and the IRS in, so they started using it as a weapon. Every president around on the line has used it as a weapon. Clinton was famous for sicking the IRS on his enemies. James, they set people up. There was 84 people killed linked to President Clinton. You mentioned it. He was conservative compared to this bimbo we got in office right now. You know, 84 people killed for bucking him. You do not want these people have died. People have paid the price to defend this Constitution. People, let me tell you what. I'm going to see if I can get this in. Now, there are some remedies. My little cute outline here, I said I've got solutions and remedies to restore the country to a state that is even close to its former greatness. All right? Some of the solutions are, we need to, and listen, the most important factor in the solution of getting this country back to where it should be is we the people. We've got to get involved, James. We can't sit back and say, well, I don't mind. We're squeaky clean and all this kind of crap. We have got to stand up. We've got to fight this monster. We've got to fight him on the beach, sea.
Where's Bacon Road?
The church is cowering in its closet. That's where the church is. The church in the United States is cowering in its closet. They're trying to beg for crumbs from the federal government so their precious tax-exempt status won't be disappear so they can get their 10% discount on their barbecue from Topps Barbecue, for God's sakes. Meanwhile, we got the 3%. We got the 3% out here. Now, like we had the 1776. Let me tell you, this guy named Adam Kokesh, he's a man that's doing something, James. He started a new American revolution. The guy started out to doing armed march on Washington, D.C. And I say, go for it, Adam Kokesh. You're exercising your constitutional rights, the rights that were granted by God Almighty. These rights, the Constitution of the United States does not give you rights. No man can give you rights. All rights come from God Almighty, as listed in the Holy Bible. It can be in the Geneva Bible. It can be in the old Greek translation Bible. Here in the Southern Baptists, we usually go by the King James, which is supposed to be sacrosanct. All right. Nobody gives you rights except God Almighty. If a man gives you rights, he's going to take them away. God might kill you. Listen, folks, we got to come back on this. We're going to a break, doggone it. We'll finish this when we come back. I got to wrap this Kokesh guy up.
Hey, Pappy's hot and bothered. He is the bombardier, and the Bombay doors are going to open when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. You a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, we're back live, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller and I, Eddie's opened the Bombay doors here full-fledged in the studio. I mean, he is the Bombardier for a reason. That's why he earned the nickname. He wasn't given the nickname. He earned the nickname after about the third Ron Paul planning meeting he was ejected from. He became the Bombardier. But we actually had a pretty, not a heated argument, but an argument nevertheless about Adam Kokesh. And if, and only if, Sam Bushman wants to mic up and join us here on this conversation, I would like for his input on this. This was unplanned, but I know Sam's board hopping for us tonight. The owner of the network, hey, it's something else when the owner of the network board ops for you. I mean, that's an honor and a privilege. But Sam is in the studio tonight working with us. And so if he gets a chance to mic up, I'd like for him to chime in on whether I'm right or Eddie's right on this subject, and it's one of debate here. Eddie is a supporter of Adam Kokesh, and I'll let Eddie break down who he is. I am not, because he knew he was breaking a law, whether or not the law was constitutional or not.
No, the Supreme Court has ruled in his
favor. Okay, Sam's ready. So basically, Eddie, I have a disagreement with you. You break down the case in 60 seconds. You get 1 minute, and then Sam's going to be the judge and arbiter.
Okay. And then we'll go over his bout.
Okay. And I'll tell you who Adam Kokesh is. Adam Kokesh is a Marine. They say he's an ex-Marine, but I'm telling you what, as ex-Army, once a Marine, always a Marine. Adam Kokesh was arrested in Philadelphia, not Washington, D.C., James. He was arrested in Philadelphia because he was invited to a speech there. I won't go into what he was speaking about because James is kind of wished that on me, don't want me to tell about it. But anyway, he was invited there. He was giving a peaceable speech on his cause. He was arrested illegally. He was arrested, and they violated his First Amendment rights. And I'll go to it over here and read it to some boy right here what the First Amendment right says under the Articles. Okay, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's what the ex-Marine who served in combat in Iraq, serving this illegitimate government, this criminal government, who's now putting this decorated Marine in prison for defending the Constitution of the United States. Now, he does want to lead an armed march on Washington, D.C., and I would very much love to be there. And once again, James is wrong, so Paul is up on this. The Supreme Court has, hold on, son. The Supreme Court has ruled that the anti-gun laws in Washington, D.C. are illegitimate, they're unconstitutional, they're totally illegal. You know what the police chief said there? They said they're going to arrest him. The Constitution be damned. Well, I say you go, Kokesh. He's exercising his free rights. If he does not exercise his rights, we will lose him. A right undefended is a right lost. We're going to break.
All right. I just gave Eddie a technical foul.
Here's what I want you to do, James, before we continue, and I'm the arbitrator then. I want you to articulate your view, and then I'm going to lay down my view. And by the way, I got a surprise for you about my views.
Okay. I have no idea where Sam's going to weigh in on this. That's why I invited him in. I have no idea. And Eddie's listening. We were all on our headsets here. And Eddie wanted Sam to come in as well. My view on Kokesh was, number one, Washington, D.C., even though it is unconstitutional and even though it does violate your Second Amendment rights, they have a law that says you cannot march there with guns. And so, therefore, he should have never planned a march with guns there. Now, that's number one. Number two, he went up to Philadelphia, as far as I know from Eddie, to advocate for the legalization of drugs, which I don't think is a good idea. Now I'm going to let Eddie respond to that, and then it goes to Sam. Eddie, you got 15 seconds.
Okay. I'll say again. The laws in Washington, D.C. have been ruled unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court. They are unconstitutional. They violate the Second Amendment. They violate the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. I'll read it to you some boy. Hang on right here. Let me follow the sucker if I can find it. It says, the Second Amendment says right here, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Any law that restricts the citizen's carrying of guns in his here United States is illegal. And the state of Missouri, the state of Kansas, have voted to nullify that. He was not speaking to nullify to drug laws. He was there to give his speech on his Washington, D.C. march. At this country that's voting to illegally. I myself, drugs should be legalized, just like, and I told James, during the Prohibition days when alcohol was voted illegal, the cost of alcohol went through the roof, crime was rampant, the same old people made profit off of it, the scumbag, illegal, crooked politicians, the drug gangs, everybody made a profit off of it, and the innocent people were put in jail and killed.
Now, all right, I'm going to let James talk for five seconds.
All right, Sam, over to you, but I say, yes, Washington, D.C.'s laws is unconstitutional.
All right. Let's start over by saying this. Number one, when Adam got thrown in jail, believe it or not, that Monday, which was a week, you know, this last Monday, I had Adam Kokesh scheduled to be on my program. Because,
you had him.
No, hold on. Listen, because he got arrested, he could not appear. And his manager, Lucas Jewell, did appear on my program on Monday.
So you had, all right, time out. I got to recap. Sam had Kali Basuti and Adam Kokesh scheduled for the same show. Sam.
Yeah, man. You got it.
You're my new hero, Sam.
That's exactly right.
Sam's my new hero.
Let me step back from that, though, and I'm going to make several points
because
I agree and disagree with both of you.
Okay, hit me.
Here we go. Number one, just because Washington District of Criminals outlaws guns, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that federal 10-mile square cannot outlaw guns.
Okay.
Which I don't think they should, but there's no law that says they can't. It said, you know what, the people have the right to keep and bear arms, but that relates to the states, though. That 10-mile square is like thugocracy, and we all know it, and it has been from the beginning. So when Adam wants to start in, say, Virginia or somewhere else, he's right within his rights to keep and bear arms. He can carry them concealed and or open carry. The law of the land says he can, and any law that suggests he cannot is the color of law and needs to be tossed out. All right, that's number one. Number two, I believe Adam has the right to carry a gun if he wants to, and I will support his right to do so. Okay, now that I've made that very clear that I will support people's rights even though I disagree with them, I will support their right to do so. Okay, because one day it's going to be something I want and I believe in.
Amen.
And I want to be able to have my rights, and I want people who even disagree with me to say, you know what, Sam has the right to say that and believe that and think that if he wants to. Whether they agree with me or not, it's not the point. So here's the deal. Even though I think that Adam has the right to do that, even though I think that the government's thugocracy to try to stop him from doing that, I personally believe it's a very foolish decision because the people have been indoctrinated for nigh unto 100 years against their rights and against the law. Since the people have no real backbone to understand the proper role of limited government, they're setting a trap for Adam Kokesh. And although he's within his rights to do it, when hair trigger mistake by a well-intentioned person and or by a provocateur can change the game, and Adam will end up with the blame. So even though I think Adam has the right to do it and I'll defend his right to do it, you will not catch me participating in it, and I think he's very, very, very foolish. And I'll give you the quick comparison. Would you want to be at the march with guns to say we're going to be peaceful but we're going to march with guns and give them every reason for it to go wrong and backfire? Or would you rather be at the CSPOA event, meeting with constitutional Americans, discussing how to roll back the government through the checks and balances our founders gave us? So yes, I support Adam's right to do it, and I'll die for his right. However, I'll never join him.
Sam, I think you articulate my point. You know, you're right. I mean, perhaps we're both right and both wrong under some sets of circumstances here, but I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, it's unconstitutional, yes, for Washington, D.C. to limit and restrict each individual Second Amendment rights, but you have to know going in there that you will be arrested under their law, their unconstitutional law, for participating in something like that. And as far as Eddie goes, you know, we had that clip a couple of weeks ago with Stossel on the O'Reilly Factor saying that, you know, crime in Chicago would go down if they just legalized the drug trade. Well, you know, and Eddie compared it to Prohibition. And I love Dr. Pappy over here. But, you know, legalizing wine
now, let me throw out a little thought on the legalization of drugs.
Okay.
I do not support the illegalization of drugs, the drug war like we've currently got, but I also don't support the legalization of drugs either. What if we had this idea, James?
Okay.
I'm not close enough as the government to know what you do in your house, buddy, and nor do I care. And if you are privately doing something, growing pot, which I disagree with, but whatever you want to do, I don't want to be as government close enough to your house to know. What I don't want is the government to profit thereby. Right now, alcohol's cool. Marijuana's not because the government gets a ton of tax dollars from alcohol. What if the government says we're just simply out of it, but you cause trouble with it and we'll get you on another law?
Well, Eddie the Bombator Miller is waiting to rebut, and he's been waiting patiently. We got to take a break, but we're going to unleash him right after this. It's getting thick here in the cesspool, folks, here on Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back right after this.
But here's what I'm saying.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
It's gotten off. we've gone off the grid here, folks, in the waning segment here of our Memorial Day weekend broadcast here, Political Cesspool. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and surprise,
I just want to know if James can sing like that, though. That's all I want to know.
Hey, if you kick me in the right place, Sam, I can. but I'll never sell 200 million records like that man did.
You're right about that.
Yeah, Eddie's doing his Beth Keith Alexander impersonation, grabbing for the mic at every second. But listen, it's a great show. It's a Memorial Day weekend show. We're off the grid. We're off the reservation. We're off script, and we're off kilter. But we're hitting where we need to hit, just like where you have to kick Frankie for him in order to sing that falsetto. We're having too much fun tonight for commercial talk radio, too, and that's another thing. But all right, Sam, we're going to toss it back to Eddie. I mean, he's
all right,
salivating.
Really quick, though, I just want to make sure everybody understands. So I believe the government is part of the crime when they basically sell alcohol or want to legalize marijuana. California wants to legalize it to get themselves out of their debt. They want to tax it to oblivion. I'm not for taxing the other guy. Tobacco right now, they tax through the roof, nail all the smokers. And if you're a non-smoker, you're supposed to hate the smokers and tax them into oblivion. See, I don't support all that. I say the government just needs to get out of it. And we don't care what you do in your personal life. That's not the government's responsibility. But if you go out and do something that harms your neighbor, your rights end where mine begin. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff, buddy. And if, as long as you're not doing that, I just don't care what you do. And when you start hurting me and taking my stuff, though, buddy, we're going to toss you in jail, and you got to stop that stuff.
You're so exactly, Sam, you and me agree more than we disagree. I come back, but I'll say this. It can't be illegal. It's got to be either illegal or legal. For instance, I'll give you an example.
I don't think so.
I'll give you an example. In the current situation, just about all drugs are illegal. Even prescription drugs are illegal. You got to have a prescription. You know, it's totally regulated by the federal government. And you're totally. I tell you what, it should. Now the states do have a right to regulate it and to tax it. The states do, but then if that's the situation, we need to do with that amendment that gave the people the right to vote with the senators. The United States senators should be appointed by the state legislature. But listen, I say. Legalize the crap, let the states regulate it, and listen, here's where I come back now. Here's how you control it. Here's how they do in Malaysia and Indonesia. If you catch some clown out there DUI, abusing the drugs, causing harm to somebody else, you know what you do? You cane that sucker to where he wish he was dead, or you execute the sucker. That's what they do in some of these other countries. That's exactly what they do. So if we took these drugs as it is right now, it couldn't be worse. The war on drugs is as bogus as anything could possibly
be. Right,
the war on drugs
is bogus, but how about this idea?
What's going on in Vietnam?
How about this idea, Eddie? What about putting tariffs at the borders? What about having the states collect taxes and revenue based on an appropriate indirect system?
Amen.
And handing
Amen.
Money to the federal government upon good behavior based on appropriate apportionment. And let's not single out items that we like or dislike or
Amen.
Favor or disfavor and grant special privileges and or penalties for that existence. So you can get drunk or to skunk and drive your car now. You get busted when you drive your car. But if you stay in your basement like Crazy James in the basement, then you're cool. And I don't care if you're doing pot or peyote or drinking or whatever you're doing. I just don't want the government to have a gazillion dollars for it. And I want
you
to be in trouble if you endanger me. That's all.
I agree with you. But I do think it should be – I agree with you. We should – the federal government is totally out of control. The federal government has no right whatsoever to be involved in almost anything they're involved in. In fact, matter of fact, I'll switch over here just for a second, and I got my little citizen's rule book here. If I can find the Constitution of the United States. If I can't find it, what I had or outline, I can just paraphrase what it says right here. Going down to the second paragraph of the United States Constitution, it says, it says among these are the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, this is the only purpose that the United States government was set up for. The only right they have is to secure these rights, the rights that were granted by God Almighty. Rights are not given to us by the government. They're not given to us by the church. They're not given to us by the United States Constitution or the state constitution or mama or papa or nobody. These rights come from God. And that's the only purpose that the United States government was put in place for us to defend these rights. And I submit to you, like Adam Kokesh, that they're doing a miserable job of not only are they not protecting any rights, they're
right about
stomping on them.
Now, let me defend the Adam Kokesh situation, though, because I told you I won't go with him to the gun march, but I agree he has the right to do it, and I'll defend his right. When I had on Lucas Jewell with me, we talked about this, and he knows I don't agree with their march, but he also knows that I'll support their right to do the march. But here's what happened. When Adam Kokesh got arrested, he was at a pot smokeout rally, and he had every right to advocate for marijuana legalization if he wants to. This is America, not China. He can say what he wants. I'll defend his right to say it, too, even though I don't think he's right. But I'll defend his rights, if that makes sense. All right, well, anyway, what happened is they arrested him, and then the reasons they gave for his arrest is they say he was resisting arrest. And then in addition to resisting arrest, they said that it was a failure to process, which means he wouldn't give his name to them. And I have a problem with that old premise because if you fail to process or give your name, my response to the cop is, sir, am I under arrest? If I am, read me my rights, give me my Miranda. If I'm not under arrest, then I'm free to go, right, sir? And so you don't need to give your name, number one. And number two, resisting arrest, he put his hands up, that's true. But he wasn't violent. He didn't really resist arrest. He was trying to stall the cop to find out what he was under arrest for. Later, they said he was under arrest for assaulting a police officer. The problem is the video we have showing the arrest shows different. That isn't true. They've now let him go. We'll have to see what he says about it, but the bottom line is, hey, they had no right to arrest him at all, and they know it, and they made a mistake, and as government gets more tyrannical, they violate the line more and more and more and more. The question is, time will tell what we can do about it.
Sam, you're hitting on all cylinders, buddy. And listen, in Adam's defense, and I'll have to be in the same boat with Adams, your knowledge of law exceeds any Marines. Listen, I was in the Army, and you know how the and I hate to dog the Marines too bad. I tried to get in the Marines, Sam. In fact, I had passed all the tests. I was getting ready to get in, inducted, and getting sworn in, but they wouldn't let me in because they found out my parents were married, so I had to go in the Army. And then,
ouch.
But no, I love my Marine brothers just like I love my dog face soldier brothers. But I'm sure he does not have the knowledge of all the letters of the law that some of us have. And, you know, my knowledge is just what I picked up on the fly.
Well, he's within his rights, and he didn't do anything wrong, and he should not have been arrested. It's that simple. What they're trying to do is they're trying to scare him into submission to not do his march. What they're trying to do is get people to decide they're not going to go with Adam Kokesh because they say he's too far over the line. And they're trying to bust up his peaceful march with weapons. And that's really what their ultimate goal is. The problem is they've missed the mark, and it's going to backfire if they're not very careful. And the more they show their tyrannical hand, the more Adam has a valid point.
Tragic, I think it's already backfired on them, Sam. I think the American people are waking up big time. Thanks to shows like The Political Cesspool and your show, Sam, people are not dumb anymore. They're not fooling these people anymore. But you know what, Sam? Everybody knows, and I know we're running out of time, everybody knows that the federal government, there is no more lawless organization. It can be at the mafia, be it the Mexican drug gangs. There is no more lawless organization on the face of the earth in the United States government right now. Everybody knows that. And we know I have zero confidence in any type, any system currently available to us in voting to change the law, because everybody knows that the voting machines, the computerized voting machines, are a joke. They're a sham. We'd have to go back to a paper ballot to turn things around. But in the end, and this is where James always disagrees with me, in the end, like Benjamin Franklin said, the tree of liberty has to be watered, has to be nourished with the blood of the tyrants and their patriots from time to time. From sometimes you have to mount the bayonets and
although,
pop caps.
There's
been
truth
that way
in
since
your
the
words.
Beginning of time, and that will never change. I think Sunboy wants to say something.
Although there's truth in your words, I would respond and say it's up to me, though, to do my very best to defend liberty to where we don't get to that point. And if enough people are generally vigilant, we wouldn't get to that point. And that's where my focus is. You're right. When somebody's going to shoot at me and I got to defend my life, at some point I got to defend myself. I go there. But in the meantime, I'm going to use every check and balance, every constitutional idea, system, situation, circumstance that the rule of law provides, that God Almighty gave me, that the Founding Fathers laid out, that's where I go.
Well, and Eddie agrees with you, obviously, Sam. I mean, he's quoting the great Founding Father. He's not advocating for violence. He agrees with us both. But when the time comes, certainly we should defend our rights, and inevitably that time may come. But Eddie's got one more thing to say, and then we're going to wrap this thing up.
I'm going to say, I agree with you, Sam. If We should exhaust every peaceable solution there is. And I submit to you, my brother, that we have just about exhausted those. When we have the TSA out of control in the airports, fondling and coming, physically raping women, old people, taking the diapers off of babies, taking 85 and 90-year-old women's diapers off, fondling them, coming out here having illegal checkpoints on the highway, arresting people illegally, wiretapping our citizens, you know, open, the borders are wide open. We are, as I'll quote one person, I submit to you, we are in a cold revolution right now.
But here's the problem.
If people don't stand up and stop this some kind of a way, it's going to get hot real fast.
I agree with you, but the answer, though, is, hey, I need a million people to give one single dollar to fund the next POA event.
There you go.
POA event. I can't get even 100,000 people to do it, much less a million. I'm only talking about $1, like a McDonald's cheeseburger, for crying out loud. That's it.
My God, I wish we had 3 more hours tonight, because you and Eddie are setting it ablaze tonight, Sam. That's why I'm a good host, because I know when to shut up. You and Sam have you two have gotten it done tonight. I wish we had more time, but folks, God bless you. That's all the time we got. Hey, we'll fill it up again next week, though. I promise you that at the Political Cesspool. I'm James. He's Eddie for Keith and the rest of the crew. And Sam Bushman, our surprise guest tonight. God bless y'all. Happy Memorial Day. We'll see you next week.